philosophy, science, blues, I've read my John Rader Platt. And strong inference is what I use. With alternative hypotheses, how can I lose at the point of five? Submit against the data we'll choose. I've got to coon and popper nature. Philosophy is science, blues. Now a natural experiment is a contradiction in terms, and a structured observation is a whole nother can of worms. Factorial design won't be found in nature's shelf. If you want to do it right, just manipulate yourself and pray for homogeneous variance and linear interaction terms. I got the coon and popper knee-jerk. Philosophy of science moves. I've read my John Rader Platt. Strong inference is what I use. With alternative hypotheses, how can I lose at the point of five significance? The data will choose. I got the coon and popper knee-jerk. Philosophy of science moves. If you publish random papers with your students all working in teams, 5% of what you say will be statistical truth, or so it seems. That's the origin of species by selection of natural means. I got the coon and popper nature. Philosophy is science blues. I've read my John Rader Platt. Strong inference is what I use. With alternative hypotheses, how can I lose at the point of five significance? The data we'll choose. I got the coon popper nature. Philosophy is science blues. Well, there ain't much tenure out there, and if you want to get yourself some, you can make a lot of mileage with a couple of rules of thumb. You gotta dump on someone famous if you want to get ahead, and the safest choice is always somebody who's dead. And any hypothesis can be falsifiable if it's sufficiently dumb. I got the philosophy of science blues. I've read my John. Strong inference is what I use. With alternative hypotheses, how can I lose at the point of five significance? The data we'll choose. I got the coon and popper nature. Philosophy of science blues.